Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Yesterday, I ran out of time reading Peter's version of the Acts 10 events as it is relayed to us in Acts 11. What I mean is Peter is retelling the Acts 10 story. And in the retelling, we get to see inside of Peter, not just what happened to Peter, but how Peter perceived the events. And one of the remarkable perceptions he comes away with is in verse 16 of Acts 11, when he remembered the word of the Lord, where Jesus said, "John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit." And this is the word of the Lord as spoken through John the Baptist. Remember, John the Baptist is the one that in his ministry said, "I baptize you with water, but when he comes, he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." Peter, this is interesting. Peter sees that statement as being directly from the Lord. And he now makes a connection that what Jesus was going to do was pour the Spirit of God into his people, in much the same manner that John was pouring the people of God into water. And so Peter makes a connection that we are wise to not forget, that just as you went into the waters of baptism, the Holy Spirit is baptizing you into the fullness of who Jesus is, of who the Father is. You shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Now, Peter's speaking again in verse 17 and says, "If therefore God gave them the same gift as he gave us when we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could withstand God?" When they heard these things, they became silent, and they glorified God, saying, "Then God has also granted to the Gentiles repentance to life." So Peter has basically said, look, I saw it with my own eyes, and if we believed on the Lord Jesus and received, how could I stop someone else when it's obvious they believed on the Lord Jesus and they received just as I did? And that convinced the audience that the Gentiles could receive life by changing their mind. That's repentance. This is the first step towards the worldwide propagation of the gospel. But for the Jews of Jerusalem to buy it, they had to buy it at the hand of a man like Peter. They were not ready to buy it at the hand of a man like Paul. Remember, Paul at this time has been banished to Tarsus. The church of Jerusalem couldn't deal with this wild firebrand. So they get rid of him. And in the meantime, Peter is going through the slow metamorphosis of a man coming out of one age and into a new one, coming out of the Mosaic and into the new covenant. And he's having these revelatory moments where he remembers the things that he hath both seen and heard. And they buy it from Peter. They take it. It says this to me. There is some truth to the saying that you have to earn the right to speak into people's lives. Peter has the right at this point to speak to the early church, where Saul, aka Paul, has not yet earned that right. And thus, it takes the Holy Spirit using Peter in these early days in order to present the fullness of the gospel message to the Gentiles. Yet it will be Paul who will ultimately be the apostle to the Gentiles. But it takes Peter sort of tendering the heart of the church. I'll say it this way in close. Everyone has a role. Just live in that role. Don't try to be someone else. Just be who you are. Accept what you are, and you'll be blessed. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.